All right, hope we're having a super weekend. It is Nazzy from the Pulse of New Hampshire. It is time now for the longest running same talk show host show on the Pulse of New Hampshire. And let me add to this, with the best hair and biggest personality, this man is always running from Northeast Delta Dental. It is time for Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Mr. Tom Raffio. How are you today, Tom?
Great, Nazzy. Thank you. And you forgot to say I'm also a swell dancer, a two-time winner of Dancing with the Stars.
I need to build. I mean, I can't every week I can't use the same thing. I've got to kind of rotate it out. You know what I mean?
And maybe even more importantly, and this is relevant to today's guest.
Yeah.
I'm the biggest believer in the importance of early learning. And that, it's time to introduce the executive director of Early Learning New Hampshire, Jackie Kyle. Jackie, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Oh, you're welcome, Tom. Good to see you.
Awesome. And of course, upcoming, don't forget, it's Valentine's Day coming up and Super Bowl as well. But we're more concerned about the investment in the early years, which, by the way, I did mention in my new book, Prepare for Crisis, Plan to Thrive, as you know. And as Nazzy knows, you can buy that book at the Bookery in Manchester, where it recently had a book signing. And my granddaughter Havana, when I was finishing, went to the right to get me because we had to get going to the ice show, which was across the street. So that closed the night. And you know, of course, Havana.
I do.
But it's relevant, the book, because one of the things we say in the book is about servant leadership, level five leadership, giving back to the community. And as you know, from the get-go, I've been talking about the importance of the investment in the early years. But if people want to read more about that, you can get it at Gibson's, you can get it at the Bookery. And if you'd rather have the Amazon driver drive up your driveway, then you can also purchase it on Amazon. But I do make a mention of early learning in there, of course. So yes, Let's get right to the topic of early learning. So you and I have known each other for close to a quarter of a century.
Yes, sir.
And there have been studies dating back for years, that the biggest investment you can make in terms of people's success as an adult is investing in them from birth to age four. And it's pretty obvious. There's science behind it. There's all sorts of terminology we now use, and we know that ACEs, adverse childhood experiences, can affect you for a lifetime. So it seemed intuitively, obviously, from the very beginning, that the investment in the early years was key. And when I was on the State Board of Education, one of our major concerns was the high school dropout. But the biggest correlation, for example, to high school dropouts is how the child was treated from zero to four. So we all know this. There was case study from first the Federal Reserve in Minnesota, and then more recently in Boston, and all sorts of other studies. So do you think people now understand that we have to invest in early learning? And it's a loaded question, because of course one of the things we'll be discussing is, you know, the shortage of the workforce that takes care of the workforce, the childcare workforce. So if people are starting to understand this, you wonder why society hasn't taken the next level. But before you start that, talk about your background. Of course, you're an expert. You're the executive director of Early Learning New Hampshire, which is an advocacy policy board that I've been on for years and chaired it. And now Scott Spradling chairs it. Which consists of some business leaders and childcare leaders as well. But before that, you actually ran an early learning center. So tell us about your background, then we'll get right into the overall talk. And then specifically, I want to talk about the workforce behind the Workforce Act, Senate Bill 446. But give us your background before we get into that.
Will do. But as Nazzy said, I didn't realize you were the longest serving radio host. So you are also in New Hampshire, the longest serving CEO leading the charge about the importance of early learning, and all that you've just said right there was just, of course, spot on.
And that's way more important than being an amateur radio host. So go ahead. Okay.
So I thank you for that. And as we'll talk about when we get to SB 446, as you said, you'll see that you're no longer alone, Tom. There's some others with you.
Great.
Yeah.
It worked. It paid off.
It did. It did.
20 years of you and I being on the road together.
Right. And so many others have come on and aboard, and we'll talk about that. But my background's a little unusual, my trajectory into the early learning world. I actually, right out of college, joined the Peace Corps. And you know, Tom, how they say the Peace Corps is the toughest job you'll ever love? Well, certainly it was at the time. And I taught math, high school math, in a French-speaking African country.
Wow.
Yeah. And that certainly was the toughest job I'd ever love. Then after that, I actually worked for Save the Children in Sudan with my husband for 5 years. And we did remember the drought in 85 Ethiopia and the Horn of Africa. So they were affected, and we had to deliver food. There's a reason I'm saying all this. We had to deliver food over a place about the size of Connecticut that was just sand. And that was the hardest job I ever loved. But I tell you, honestly, Tom, the hardest job I've ever had was running a childcare program in Henniker and running a childcare program in Portsmouth, in New Hampshire. And the reason it was so much harder is because you didn't have the resources to fix it. You couldn't find a way. You knew that the parents were having a tough time affording it. You knew the teachers loved their jobs, but they couldn't stay because of the salaries and wages. You knew the kids were thriving, and it broke your heart when they had to leave because the parents couldn't pay their bill. There's a saying called, teachers can't afford to stay. Parents can't afford to pay. There's got to be a better way. And so that's what you and I and many others here in New Hampshire have been really working to try to tackle.
So let's get right into Senate Bill 446, because it seems like that is getting traction. And I know it's called Child Care, the Workforce Behind the Workforce Act. Now, I just want to say that long before that nomenclature, I was saying the workforce for the workforce, because even in my business, which technically is dental insurance or supporting dentists, one of the issues that dentists have, people are flocking still to the dentist during the pandemic. From March 16th to May 11th of 2020, you couldn't go to the dentist. But after that, people return. Dentists are plenty busy, but they can't get as many hours that they need from hygienists and dental assistants. And there's somewhat relates a little bit to the retirement, but a lot of it relates to, I want to go to work, but I got to take care of my kids.
Yep.
So that really rings home. And every sector, you offline, you mentioned the BIA, but I was at a retreat, and every sector head, every CEO of every sector said, can't get enough people. And some of that relates to the workforce for the workforce, right?
I mean, right. Yeah. And so this bill, as you said, it's Child Care, the Workforce Behind the Workforce Act of 2022. It is SB, Senate Bill 446. It had its first hearing last week, Tom. And what this bill does, it's a bipartisan bill. And it sets up a new bonus and benefits program that childcare employers, businesses, can give to their employees to retain and recruit them. So again, childcare is no different than all the other industries you mentioned that are struggling to find their a stable and qualified workforce, just like childcare. What is different is what you just explained, that they are the workforce behind the workforce. They're helping others go to work, stay on the job. We've had, if you listen into the hearing, now people can listen to it live, or excuse me, not live, but also archived. You'll hear childcare programs talk about there's huge waiting lists because they can't, parents desperate to get on their list. But
and grandparents.
Yes, sir. Grandfamilies, very much. Absolutely. And so, they're actually closing down classrooms because they can't find the staff. They have the staff. I mean, excuse me, they have the space. they're not looking to for a new space. They can't even fill those spaces. So it's a crisis. So that's why when folks understandably ask, hey, isn't this a slippery slope? Why, if we do it for childcare, why don't we do it for every other industry? Well, that's why, right? It's not a slippery slope. It's
right,
really,
you really are doing it for every industry.
That's it.
I mean, and again, and my dentist friends will tell you this. I mean, if hygienists and dental assistants had safe childcare coverage,
yeah,
many more would be back. I mean, that's just one simple example, but you it's can. True. So anyway, so we'll get back more into the specifics of that, but why don't you just give us a thumbnail sketch on the science behind why we need to invest in the early years. And we used to, and amongst other expressions beyond the other one you said is, you know, invest in the early years, dental is better. Invest in the early years, the young adult will be more successful in high school. You know, invest in the early years, everything is better. So tell us about the science behind that.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. You know, we do a presentation, as you know, you've been there for us when we do it sometimes, Tom, which is called Children, the Bedrock of the Granite State. And again, you know, we'll talk about it soon, but I want to really share with you what's going to be happening in those first 4 years.
You got about a minute.
So let's get into that bedrock because and the other thing I just want to say to my CEO friends who are listening, if your employees are distracted at work, whether they're working at home or in the office because they don't have daycare, then you're not getting productivity. That's number one. So even if you think I'm too, you know, touchy-feely on this stuff, I mean, that's the reality. The second thing is, you know, before you know it, a four-year-old is 18 and is your employee. So give us the 30 seconds on the bedrock and maybe a source, whatever.
Will do. Yeah. So actually a child born today, I hope I'm doing the math right. I haven't done the presentation lately, but a child born today, Nazi and Tom, will graduate high school in 2036.
Oh boy.
What is that going to look like? What is that? You know, smartphones are only like 10 years old. What is that world going to look like? Yeah. And again, what early learning does, and we'll talk about more specifics afterwards, but what early learning does really is it helps them prepare. Many of them will hold jobs that haven't been invented yet. Mm. It really lays that foundation of learning and relearning and eagerness to learn, eagerness that really prepares them for not only their schooling, but their life. And we'll talk about that more.
Thanks, later. Jackie.
I love it. Quick segue. We are back. More coming up next with Northeast Delta Dental Radio on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Well done. All right. Let's get right back into it. It is Nazzy from the Pulse of New Hampshire. Tom Raphael, CEO and the man in charge of Northeast Delta Dental, of course, the longest running radio host here on the Pulse of New Hampshire, Northeast Delta Dental Radio, with our guest today, Miss Jackie Cole from she's the executive director at the Early Learning New Hampshire. A fascinating subject today. Before the break, Jackie, you were talking about how a child today, born today, in 18 years will be working at a job that hasn't even been invented yet. That just blew my mind. Fascinating. Fascinating.
Yeah. And so, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah. And it's so relevant because if the executive function in your brain hasn't been developed, you won't have that ability as a young adult to grasp whatever the new thing is, you know, in 2036. So, I mean, there's clear science behind it. So do you think, you know, and you can give the unvarnished opinion here. I mean, do you think people are finally getting that?
I honestly do. You know, I really do. And I, you know, the tragedy of the pandemic had a silver lining in the sense that it's really opened up people from all walks of life, grandparents, parents, CEOs, you know, all people working in the service industries, about the importance of early learning, of childcare, pre-K, Head Start, et cetera, and how critical it is. And Fred Coker, you know, one of our great friends, said, you know, that childcare does two things. It supports the workforce of today, but it also prepares the workforce of tomorrow. Right. And so I really think that people are starting to really hear it and understand it.
So then I have a favorite expression is then we have to have people putting their money where their mouth is once the education understanding takes place. Because for years, people didn't get that, right?
Right.
Now they get it. And then so we go from like pre-contemplation to contemplation. Now we need to act on necessary investment, which is a nice segue into Senate Bill 446. Why don't you explain it in as much detail as you want? And I know I signed on to that letter along with at least 1,000 other people. So tell us, but I think it's important for the listening audience to hear the whole shebang.
Oh, great. Will do. And I just want to point out, so the letter does have over 1,800 signatures on it in New Hampshire. And we're going to be posting it on our website soon, and you'll be able to see it there. But Tom, actually, I think, isn't it true that Business New Hampshire magazine has only named two different business leaders of the decade so far? Is that right?
There's three. One is deceased.
Oh, sorry.
But early on. Bill Frain, but yes, way back in the 90s, but I got the first decade of the 21st century. And of course, our good friend Howard brought you the second.
And you both signed the letter.
There you go.
Right. Like and so again, what this does in a nutshell. So I want to start out by saying thank you for all the support from both for the federal government, from New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services, from GOFER, the Governor's Office for Emergency Relief and Recovery. And, there has been a lot of dollars going out to the childcare field. And frankly, without those dollars, national studies show probably by today, we would have at least half of those programs that are there right now closed permanently. So that was really important dollars to keep them in business during this really unprecedented time. And so very grateful for that. But at the same time, while stabilization dollars were going out, it's time also, what else can be done? What else can we add to that to really retain and recruit a workforce? And frankly, Tom, if I had to choose, and childcare programs have said this too, I'd rather retain the seasoned, terrific folks that are out there now. And second priority is recruiting new, right? Because all you're doing is a hamster wheel if you're losing your seasoned staff.
Right. And that's a truism for any business,
right?
As well as, any customers. So how will Senate Bill 446 help us retain the existing energetic and enthusiastic childcare professionals who, I used to see every year at the Child Care Awards.
Yes.
They're fabulous.
They're fabulous, fabulous people.
Like you say, they're so passionate for their work. I've never seen one that's not passionate about their work. And candidly, and you know this, every single one of those people in the audience could be, we give out champion awards.
Yes.
Every one of them could be a champion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, our board president, Scott Spradling, as you mentioned, always recognizes them along with you at those award ceremonies. And he's even said to me recently, it's not just a career, it's a calling, right? It's so important. Those first 4 years, going back to, again, let me just quickly say the brain development. So a lot of people may not realize that in the first 5 years, 90% of the brain growth happens. All the synapses and the science about, I won't go into all the detail, but it's remarkable what happens in those first 5 years. And what happens, those experiences that they have are built into their bodies and their brains for better or worse. So again, whatever we can do in those first 5 years is critical. But so what SB 446 does is it gives new bonuses and benefits and it's done over quarterly, three or four times a year of getting it out there. We've learned from other states that if you actually, rather than one big bonus, it's great to add to the wage. We want that also. Don't mistake what I'm saying. But having those bonuses, those quarterly, I get $300 here or $400 here. And that's a car payment that could go towards your rent. It's those things like that that can be really helpful. And the
continuous reinforcement for a job well done and a need.
Right.
That's good.
Right. And the SELA work, which we can go into, you know, whenever you want to, that's called the State Early Learning Alliance, SELA. And as you know, we're it's one of our projects and initiatives here that can put real dollars back into the pockets of not just the program, significant dollars year after year after year because of the discount pooling, all the resources, but even the teachers. The teachers can get 500. We have a teacher in Henniker that I, you know, someone in Henniker I know, and even Mary Ellen Schuler, who you know well in Henniker, then they used it. $2,000 were saved. Exactly. One got saved on there.
Right? And if we have early learning centers listening, I know there's a little bit of an investment, meaning time to kind of understand the system, but the savings are real.
That's right.
And I know sometimes people say, well, I don't have the hour to make the necessary investment, but you are saving thousands of dollars a year and more using, you know, the sort of the cooperative system approach that you referenced with Howard Brodsky. So I'm hoping that that's going to be used more and more. And of course,
and that's in the bill, Tom, because we've learned, you know, they don't have, you know, the cash flow to be able to put the, you know, put the money up front and then, right. So that's why the bill, we found 90% of the folks who get SELA, a lot of them got them from a United Way or some other source, and they get SELA, they use it. They're still using it 10 years, 11 years from now.
Awesome. So if I'm listening to this, you know, I'm the average citizen, there's no one's average, but if I'm a citizen, if I'm a business leader, I mean, how can I help on SB 446?
Well, we'd love your help. And so we have strategy sessions that are Zoom calls that we all strategize together from who do we know, what do we think we should do. There are advocates there and childcare folks there. It's the first and third Thursdays of the month on from 1 to 2:30. If you go to our website.
Yeah, give us the website address.
Will do. So the website address is earlylearningnh.org. And you just click on meetings and you'll be able to go to the SB 446 strategy meetings. We'll be adding that very soon. And so you just click on, you register through Eventbrite. You're in our Zoom calls, but we're also going to give you a way there to just say, hey, I'd like to be involved. I'd like to know about it. I can't attend the meetings, A-okay, but I want to be involved. I want to get alerts. I want to know if you need me to testify, those kinds of things. So there'll be a survey on there later this afternoon. Today is, there'll be something on there. They can click immediately to say they want to be involved.
And so you'll let us know if, you know, we can help with either oral or written testimony beyond signing on that letter.
Absolutely.
So yeah,
the first hearing, excuse me, went well last week. And so that was Senate Health and Human Services. So we will be ready to tell everyone about the next stage.
So give us that website again. And then I encourage everybody listening to this, stay on top of this, because if we can get SB 446 ultimately passed, this will take care of the workforce shortage of other sectors.
Yeah. And you know, and we know it's one tool in the toolkit, you know, and so SB 446 is one more thing. It's $8.9 million appropriation per year because of the size of the workforce. You know, we want it's a real good start.
And there'll be a private public partnership, I know, because Northeast Delta Dental is about to issue a significant grant request to early learning. So for my CEO colleagues out there, please, it's even like, I know I'm me, right? But even if you don't totally get this, get the fact that your employees are distracted if they're worried about childcare, early learning, whatever term you want to use. So Jackie Kyle, thank you for your leadership. Thanks for dragging me around I lovingly go. And I'm glad we can get some other CEOs to help with the obvious message. Yeah. If you take care of people between 0 and 4, everything else will flow so nicely.
Can I just say, in addition to Howard, Barbara Couch, Amanda Grapponi, there are others that are just really phenomenal.
Absolutely. I know that.
I know.
Amen.
Jackie, thank you, sir, very much. And Tom, thank you. We'll do this again next week right here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.
Thanks, Jackie. Thanks, Nazzy.